From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesia seeks to standardize global health protocols for travel. State-owned oil and gas firm Pertamina mulls to purchase crude oil from Russia. Now, the news in detail. We begin with Indonesia. The current president of the group of G20 has started talks with the group's members to establish standardized health protocols for international travel as countries around the world gradually lift their border restriction. The issue was at the center of discussions among representatives of G20 members in the first health working group meeting, which was held in Yogyakarta in a hybrid format. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin emphasized the need for countries to have common protocols for cross-border travel, adding that Indonesia's proposal would still adhere to the COVID-19 policies of respective G20 countries. Next, we have the state-owned oil and gas firm Pertamina, which is considering purchasing crude oil from Russia to meet national needs. The company's president director, Nike Widiawati, said her site is preparing a business-to-business or B2B buying process. She ensured that the purchasing process will not cause political issues so long the companies in the collaboration are not subject to sanctions. Crude oil from Russia will later be processed to, I should say, at the Balongan refinery. However, the purchase is pending the revamping project of the refinery to be completed. We continue with the Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, who reminded the Muslim community to avoid overconsumption during the upcoming holy month of Ramadan. Ma'ruf called in a voice message distributed to journalists by the Vice President Secretariat on Tuesday for people to commit to religious obligation, such as zakat, which he believes can help many people who are facing difficulties amid the ongoing pandemic. In regards to the increasing prices of staple needs, the vice president assured the government will intervene if prices reach levels that are deemed illogical. The last national news comes from the coordinating minister for maritime affairs and investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, has emphasized the importance of economic transformation in villages, saying it will have a significant impact nationally. The coordinating minister said at the 2022 National Village Gathering of the Indonesian Association of Village Administration, according to a written statement issued in Jakarta on Tuesday, there are at least two important tasks that need to be undertaken by all village governments in the country, namely the development of village human resources and the transformation of the village economy. Music. Now we move to the international news. Indonesian female cyclist Ayustina Delia Priyatna won a silver medal at the Asian Road and Paracycling Championship at the individual time trial in Dushanbe City, Tajikistan. According to a statement received in Jakarta on Tuesday, the Indonesian ambassador to Tajikistan, Muhammad Fajrul Rahman, congratulated the athletes. Ambassador Fajrul said, "Winning the silver medal is a history for Indonesian cycling because it was the first time a female racer in the individual time trial number won in Asia." Next, we have the seven European Union countries called on their citizens to refrain from joining the Ukrainian military resistance against the invading Russian forces. As quoted by the AFP news agency on Tuesday, the appeal came from the justice ministers of France, Germany, the Netherlands, Spain, Italy, Luxembourg, and Belgium on Monday local time. The last news comes from Puma helicopter passing through the Congo region crashed. 8 people are reported to have died in the helicopter incident in the troubled republic. The United Nations and Pakistani officials said those killed were 6 Pakistanis, a Russian, and a Serb. The incident occurred Tuesday local time. Congo's military authority in North Kivu said M23 rebels had shot down the helicopter, but the group denied and claimed the Congolese military was responsible for the crash. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek Opens Cooking Class to Encourage Indonesian Gastro Diplomacy.
To support the strengthening of the Indonesia Gastro Diplomacy Program in Namibia, the Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek, along with the Silver Spoon Hospitality Academy, or SSHA, held an Indonesian Cooking Masterclass in Friday, 25 on March 2022. The event was guided by Chef Cherry Jackinston, who demonstrated how to cook vegetable like bakwan, pickled radish with pickled taste of Jakarta, and chicken satay with a variety of spices without peanut sauce. In a written statement received in Jakarta on Saturday, March 26, he stated that Indonesian food is very rich in spices and it tends to be spicy with a touch of sweetness, so it is very appetizing. The Indonesian Embassy also stated that the participants and the SSHA students who were present enjoyed the Indonesian food. The Embassy exhibited and explained some instant cooking spices. Spice ingredients, chili sauce, tomato sauce, and coconut milk powder made in Indonesia to the participants. Coordinator of the Sociocultural Information Function of the Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek, Ari Hadiman, hopes that the development of Indonesian gastro diplomacy in Namibia will further enhance Indonesia's positive image in Namibia. He also explained that the development of gastro diplomacy can attract the interest of people of Namibia to visit Indonesia in order to directly enjoy Indonesian cuisine as well as travel. In the event, the Indonesian Embassy also exhibited Indonesia cooking books and shared recipes and information about Indonesian cuisine. Ari also remarked that some visitors were interested in using instant spices to cook Indonesian dishes. They hope that the instant seasoning will be available in Namibia market sooner. He further said, this indicated that Indonesian cuisine starts gaining a place in the hearts of people of Namibia. The embassy will again cooperate with SSHA to promote Indonesian gastronomy through a lot of activities such as introduction to Indonesian hot beverages in June, professional cooking masterclass in July, and cooking competition in October 2022. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends today's news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on March 30 about National Film Day. March 30, 1950 was the first day of shooting for the film Darah dan Doa or Long March of Siliwangi, which was directed by an Indonesian citizen, Usmar Ismail. This film became the first national film to characterize Indonesia and the first film produced by the Indonesian-owned film company, the Indonesian National Film Company or PERFINI. However, it wasn't until 1999 that the government set March 30 as National Film Day with Presidential Decree No. 25, 1999. We move to the event March 30, 1974, the Jakarta History Museum was inaugurated. Jakarta History Museum, previously known as the Fathahillah Museum, is located on Jalan Taman Fathahillah, West Jakarta. This museum has a long history and contains many ancient relics that date back to the post-independence era. The architecture of the building is still very thick with the Dutch colonial culture. This building had several functions changed, including as a court office, civil registry office, Dai Nippon Logistics Collection Office, and City 1 Military Command Headquarters. In 1968, this building was officially handed over to the Jakarta Regional Government. March 30, 1974, Jakarta Governor Ali Sadikin inaugurated the museum as Jakarta History Museum. We end Today in History with an event on March 30, World Bipolar Day. World Bipolar Day is observed every year on March 30. The main purpose of celebrating the day is to inspire a global change of mind that will remove social stigma and promote acceptance of bipolar. March 30 is chosen because it was the birth date of the famous painter Vincent van Gogh, who was diagnosed with bipolar condition.
Pejamkan mata ini, mencoba untuk melupakan segala kenangan indah tentang dirimu, tentang mimpiku. Semakin aku mencoba bayangmu, tanpa
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian state-owned rolling stock manufacturer PT Inka signed an agreement with the tourism object management company PT Taman Wisata Candi Borobudur Prambanan Indratu Boko or PT TWC for electric transportation development around tourism and cultural heritage sites. The cooperation was signed by PT Inka President Director Budi Noviantoro and PT TWC Director Edi Setiono, as witnessed by State-Owned Enterprise Ministry's Second Deputy Minister Kartika Wiryoatmojo at PT Inka office on Sunday. Budi Noviantoro said in the early stage they will develop the tram mover and shuttle bus. The two transports will be used around the Taman Mini Indonesia Indah or TMII theme park. Besides, the development also aims to support the G20 Summit 2022 in Indonesia. Budi Noviantoro explained that the tram mover is an innovation in technology. He was optimistic that this model will be interesting and iconic at TMII so it can attract more tourists. He would hope that the G20 delegates could also enjoy the beauty of TMII on a tram mover. Meanwhile, PT TWC Director Edi Setiono said later the collaboration between PT Inka and PT TWC will not only develop in one tourism sites, but also between tourism destinations. He added that they will also use renewable energy-based transportations. According to the plan, the tram mover can be tested at TMI Park next month. It was expected to be operable in October. Besides tram mover and shuttle bus, they were also considering cable cars. State-owned Enterprises Ministry's Second Deputy Minister Kartika Wiryoatmojo said, PT TWC, as a state-owned tourism and cultural heritage site management company, had transformed. The ministry strongly supports the synergy between state-owned companies for technology and renewable energy development in Indonesia, especially in the tourism sector. On the same occasion, the mayor of Madiun Maidi, who also attended the signing, stated his support for the synergy in developing the electric tourism transportation. This can also reduce air pollution in Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you. sini tanpa suara, dan aku resah harus menunggu lama kata darimu. Mungkin butuh khusus merangkai kata untuk bicara, dan aku benci harus jujur padamu tentang semua ini. Jam dinding pun tertawa karena ku hanya diam dan membesok. Ingin ku make diriku sendiri yang tak berkutik di depanmu. Ada yang tak bergerak, ada pelangi di bola matamu dan memaksa diri untuk bilang aku sayang padamu. Aku sayang padamu.
Sayang padamu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I am going to let you know about Lembang Wonderland. Stay tuned. Lembang is one of the famous tourism areas in West Java. It is located on Jalan Lembang number 177, Jayagiri, West Bandung Regency, West Java. In the Lembang area, there are many tourism destinations that can be visited by domestic and foreign tourists. One of the interesting tourism destinations in Lembang is Lembang Wonderland. The location of Lembang is quite close to the provincial capital, or about 17 kilometers to the north of Bandung City, and takes approximately 46 minutes by land transportation. Lembang Wonderland can be alternative destination on weekends with family because it is easy to access. Lembang Wonderland has unique recreational park tourism concept. At this tourism location, you can enjoy traveling to a fantasy land like Alice in Wonderland story. There are three areas in this place, starting from Sweetfield, Treehouse, and Ice Cream area. All of these areas have their own uniqueness. At the Ice Cream area, you can take pictures among rows of giant ice cream and candy. There is also a toy pool, special for kids. At that location, children can catch toy fish around the pond, as many as they like. Behind of the ice cream area, you can also feel the sensation of being washed by snow. This location is a favorite one of visitors to take pictures. Meanwhile, if you explore into Sweetfield, this area is indoor. You will feel the atmosphere of dwarf adventure like in fairy tale. At this location, you will see the hot air balloon and boats in the middle of the ball pool. Children can also play in the ball pool. Lastly, the tree house. In this area, you can also enter the tree house that have different themes. There is a Tarzan themes and also the bottom of the sea. The best time to visit Lembang Wonderland is in the late afternoon. The reason is that can the flickering lights will spoil your eyes and be fun to be immortalized through the camera. The location of Lembang Wonderland is very strategic and close to other tourism destinations that are scattered in Lembang area. Lembang Wonderland's open from 11 o'clock noon and close at 20 local time. Every visitor who comes and enters to play here will be charged an entrance fee of 2,500 rupiahs per person, or about $2 or 1.5 euros. Lembang Wonderland, as a new tourism spot in Lembang, West Bandung, has a good and convenient facilities for its visitors. For public supporting facilities in Lembang Wonderland, the manager has provided a prayer room, clean toilets, and shower, and also parking lot. This tourism destination also provides food court area that sells a variety of food and beverage menus at very affordable prices. So, it is right if it is used as a cheap place to eat in Lembang, Bandung. Please prepare your unique styles to take a pictures at Lembang Wonderland. That was was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow, we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye!
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about lingkungan rumah, which means neighborhood. So stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Berapa Kali, which means how many times. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris, his new neighbor. Boris wants to know how many times trashmen take garbage from his house.
Kevin, berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah?
3 kali seminggu.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Berapa kali, which means how many times. Seminggu, which means a week. Petugas kebersihan, which means trashman. Mengangkut, which means take. Sampah, which means garbage. Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Which means, how many times a week the trashmen take the garbage? Tiga kali, which means 3 times. Tiga kali seminggu, which means 3 times a week. In the dialogue, you listen to a question, berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Which means, how many times a week the trashmen take the garbage? In the question, there is an expression, berapa kali, which means, how many times? The question, berapa kali, which means how many times, is used to ask frequency of someone doing something in certain time. For example, berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Which means how many times a week the trashmen take the garbage? To give information on the frequency of someone doing something, you can answer like what Kevin says in the dialogue. Here are the other examples to ask and give information on frequency of someone doing something. Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Which means, how many times a week the trashmen take the garbage? Tiga kali seminggu, which means 3 times a week. Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Which means, how many times a week the trashmen take the garbage? Dua kali seminggu, which means 2 times a week. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kevin, berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah?
3 kali seminggu.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
lekasmu, wajahmu mencuma hayalan lembut, memukau hati ke dulu kala hari yang bahagia. Kau lari ku kejar, tertawa bercanda, sumpahmu, sumpahku yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali, kini kau pulang membawa tertawa bercanda, sumpahmu, sumpahku yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali, kini kau pulang membawa
Jakarta. Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Ulah Cerik. The song Ulah Cerik is one of Sundanese famous pop songs. The phrase Ulah Cerik means don't cry. The same as its title, the song tells a divorce of husband and wife that must be faced wisely without crying over it anymore. In spite of being divorced, the couple keeps longing and loving. But because there is no relationship, they must be sincere. Well, listener, here is the song Ulah Cerik by Deti Kurnia.
Thank you.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.